moon above, our love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me, it's I love you. Where there's music, I'll dare how far. Where there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon.
Listen to some stuff, or you want, you know, Bogus Frenzy or what? Because we got a couple of new songs we can play for you, or we could play a couple of old songs that are regular encore stuff. So here's what we'll do. How many want the new ones? How many want the old ones? Okay, you got it. The name of the song is Black Napkins.
Well, we need some kind of intensity to start pushing 2016, an awesome year, out of the way. And so I even unmuted everybody to help me bring in the final shove to get rid of this great year, 2016. 16, it was always a great number, 2 8s. And then, you know, 16 squared, 2016, 2 1 6, 2 1 3 6 9, very good hockey number, 9. And a lot of great, a lot of people were killed off this year. A lot of dust and crap were removed, and we're ready for you-know-what. And so we started off with a song by, a very strange song by Les Paul and Mary Ford. In 1951, they did the first multi-track something. Les Paul was a famous multitasking guitarist, and they had a hit with this thing, and he apparently did something technically unprecedented in that song. But I'd have to get out the Wikipedia to get the details. I don't know anything about Mary Ford. I didn't look it up. So then we went into a live thing called The Return of Hunchback Duke with Zappa, and hardly ever heard ever before. And then there was another version of Muffin Man. So certainly that was intense enough. Leon's there going, nice. I guess he means the music. Leon, he put a flower up, and he wondered if this was live. Michael said, hello, Bob, Carol, Bill, and the band. That's right, the band. So we have all kinds of different directions to take this show in. So let's see if anybody wants to talk about something immediately. Anybody have something to say?
Yeah.
Is Michael Brown on the line? I need help processing my Christmas presents.
Are you here, Michael? I don't know if he's the... he's not SIP, is he? I don't think I'm supposed to unclick that.
Where
whatever,
you
if you have to bring
him
in, Bill. Yeah, okay, he's not here. It seems he's not talking right this moment, Sarah, so... He is listening.
Oh, good. Then you may have heard the joke.
What joke?
I help processing
my
presents.
Are you going to get
all fucked up, Sarah? Wait. No, Christmas gift.
Oh, you're a
I
present.
Get it. Ha, ha, ha. Presents process.
I know. See, thanks. I got one big laugh.
Oh, presents process. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Very good, Sarah.
See, my humor is so subtle. You just, gets taken as truth.
That's right. It's hyper-subjective. Now we have a category for it. It's hyper-subjective. And it's hard to bridge the gap from you to anybody else. Okay, here comes somebody. Maybe this is Michael. Is that you, Michael? Some blocked anonymous just came in. Okay, so...
Bob, the latest person who died, like, a few hours ago is the woman from Star Wars. There's so many people dying in 2016.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, but you know what she did? She said that Trump was doing cocaine when he was in the debate. Notice that she's not
that
the first person
said?
That kind of... Yeah. People were saying after the debate number two, I think, that Trump was sniffing. And then Carrie Fisher came on and said, as a former cokehead, definitely snorting coke. Now she's dead.
So. Yes, yeah. I think my phone, I'm going to go to the other phone. Just a second, Carolyn. We're going to go to the other phone, Carolyn, which is sitting right there beside you. I'll assume that was my phone. Oh, damn, that was an echo. Who gives a fuck about the echoes? I can't think with an echo, though. I'm going to have to give a damn about it. So. Who's doing this? Did we start getting hacked already? Ian told me to welcome the hacker. Embrace him, Bob. So I'm embracing the hacker. No echo. Yay! So, you know that Ion said that Carrie wouldn't make it. Did you guys hear that last week?
No.
Maybe it was in a private session and we didn't play it, but right out of the blue he said, do you remember that, Carol? Do you remember how he said it? He said, Carrie...
I know he mentioned it.
Yeah, he said, Carrie's there and she's not going to make it. And then I went on site and saw she was Carrie Fisher. And what else? you know, George Michael, and I don't know any of these people. Star Wars, that was a failure, wasn't it? It became popular. Once you're too big, you lose your edge. You know, if you become a billion-dollar blockbuster failure, bingo, gone. You're now a meme and a disservice and taught in school, so you certainly don't want that level of success. And then I saw an interview with her recently. She's quite old-looking, quite different from when she was 40 years ago. I mean, she surprisingly aged. Well, these few people that age, you know, it's the hardest thing to do is to age. And what youth, right? Where's the youth? Says, here's another person from Nelson, New Mexico, and 973. You know, we never hear from Michael Horowitz. I think that's what his name was. The guy out in New Jersey, he had a good computer industry job, and he would love the intro music because he'd ball his girlfriend to it. And they'd fuck, fuck, fuck for a couple hours, depending on how long we played the music, and they'd stop, and they wouldn't listen to anything else, I don't think. But we haven't heard from him in a year or so, whether he's still, I don't know. People are fickle. So I do have something to talk about. Nobody has anything to say, and this involves Carolyn. Who was it? Somebody, yeah, maybe I played it. Anyways, the theme came up that women are smarter than men. And Ion, I think something happened that proved to Carolyn that women were smarter than men. It was another example of something. So Ion readily agreed. So maybe it was a private session, whoever was on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And he certainly was. And so I came in. So I was then telling Carolyn later, I mentioned this on her show Monday, that the reason women are more intelligent traditionally, when there were women and men, the chemical body ruled, is because they lived in fear more than men, so they had to develop abilities to be extra perceptive of the environment. So that would be the traditional explanation. As Ian said, men want sex and women want security, something like that. So the women want the security. They felt threatened. So they had developed their perceptions deeper. But that was based on fear. Now then, so we have this fact that women are more intelligent in a lot of ways. But then Carolyn pointed out, yeah, but there's a lot more women sick today than ever. Maybe even sicker than men, Carolyn? Is that your statistic?
No.
What?
No, wait.
Yeah, I'm muted.
Okay, so she never said that on Monday. But anyways, the statistic that women are sicker, I said that's because we have the TV body and chip body, which does not bring in the factors of chemical body fears and things. It's another kind of anxiety. So women are freed up by the Internet to study and read all kinds of information sources. So you'll find they're really keen learners in the Internet. But unfortunately, the Internet is a time of the obsolescence of that kind of categorical learning. So women are totally flummoxed by the Internet world. It swallows them up, and they love drowning in it. But that means that they get stressed out or whatever disservices the chip body does to men and women. Women are included. So their intelligence is chemical body intelligence, maybe astral body intelligence, but it doesn't apply to the chip body. And so I was saying that's the reason why women are sicker today than before, because they are being affected by the non-chemical environment, the electronic services of information. So this is an important thing. And so I ended this statement by saying, therefore, I am the most intelligent male on the planet because I'm the only one who noticed this or could explain it, why women are getting sicker even though they're traditionally intelligent. And then you have Hillary Clinton. As McLuhan said, the men take over surveillance and the women take over the old industrial bureaucracies. So you have women very good at being absolute, you know, dumb Android meme processors on as CNN anchors. You have women being good bureaucrats, more and more being more involved in prime ministerships and presidencies and politics, all that ridiculous old environments. They're good at taking over the old left hemisphere bureaucracies that don't have any relevance anymore. So they moved into that. And then they're harassed by the chip body and TV body environments that frustrate their goals. So here's Hillary, you know, work her whole career to become the first female president, an obsolete position, and she's undermined by the Twitter world. And there you have it. So I think there's nothing more to say on that topic. I've wrapped it up. All you could do is come up with fake objections or, you know, silly you know, Mad Magazine routines. But I'm open to anybody who can sort of deflate this important statement I'm making. Go ahead. You can't. None of you can come up with anything better than what I just said, right?
No.
I'm a woman and I'm not sick, so I'm happy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Of course, then Bob provided the solution to all this hell.
Of course.
Post-chemical body hell, which is Ion and our products. That's right. So we have a few people here maintaining their youth because they got our products. But other than that, boy, you're in big shit, big trouble.
Yep.
So there was something to say. Yeah. Congratulations, Jermaine. There was something to add to that point. I had not really finished my statement, had I?
Yeah. So how do I add that?
Yes, very important. We do have the solutions. But you can bring up, you know, the battle over men and women being superior is so silly now. Not relevant. They both lost until they found us. But they both lost. They're losing out there. They can't even have a family. You can't even have a family now. That's how bad it is. Okay, so shall we drop that topic? We now have arrived at the truth, the facts, the conclusion that doesn't need to be discussed anymore. You just have to remember the argument when someone brings up old issues, right? Is that Michael laughing? It sounds like a Michael laugh.
It is, Ted.
Boy, it's, the hackers really got doing a number on you. Am I distorted
sounds
too?
Like a hacker.
Yeah,
no.
Am I distorted?
No.
No, am I distorted?
Are you able to hear
Michael's distorted.
Whoa,
no doubt.
Are you able to hear me?
Michael, do you hear yourself like that?
That's cute, Michael. Very cute. That's very nice. Back here.
We couldn't hear a word.
He sounds like a guy with a cleft palate. Is that am I right there? Cleft palate. So we will be bringing in new stuff next week, and Hacker will not have his day. This will be if this is Hacker cause. This is his last day, unless on Saturday. Which will be sad because that's our New Year's Eve whack-off party. We just say we're going to break all glass ceilings with that one on Saturday, right? You can count on that. Even if we don't even show up, it'll still be tremendous. It's just the frequency change to January 2017. 17 chapters in Phineas Wake. It's going to be a concluding year.
Ooh.
Number 17. Ooh.
Who are you planning on killing this
wrote,
year?
Yeah, someone wrote to me and said, they're a newbie, and they said, so there's somebody on was saying this. I think it was Eliza's partner. And so I was thinking, who could be Eliza? It wasn't Eliza. I knew that. So I figured out Alyssa and Nate. I think she mistook Alyssa for Eliza. But they're a similar name, so that was a funny thing. And that person may be listening right now, so they can. I'm just telling them, no, it wasn't Alyssa. Alyssa has never allowed any partner on the show. As a matter of fact, doesn't have any partner because she's more devoted to the show than, I mean, Eliza. I don't know if I said that right. Eliza is more devoted to the show, and that's why she didn't have a partner. Right, Eliza? Where's Eliza? She was here. Yep.
That's,
do you agree with that, Eliza?
That's right, Bob. That's right.
Yes, she's
good job,
married
Eliza.
Her TV chip party. Yeah, she's having astral sex, astral loving, astral traumas. It must have contrast, right? Every relationship must have contrast. Oh, yeah, that brings up another point about families. Now, I got a whole bunch of neat little things to play by Ion, but we don't have to if you guys want to talk about some other
things.
Yeah. Ion recording.
I want to hear what
Ion
says.
You want to hear what Carolyn says.
About family stuff? Yeah.
Let's get family stuff and then the recording.
Oh, yeah, it's Christmas.
You know, we're all fed up with our fucking families.
Chad lost his this past week. Chad's family disappeared.
Yeah.
You bet. He
threw out the window of the car when I was driving down the street.
Is Kate on there, Chad?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's great. Kate, how's it going? How's it going out there in Canada?
Well, I haven't seen a lot of my family for a really long time, and the last year, just spending so much time, like, listening to Payday and talking on Wet Youth and listening to the archives and then coming around all these family, I can really tell that, like, I'm totally saturated in magnesium and the RNA drops, and I'm just you can really sense that you're a totally different person when you come back around all these little men.
Yeah.
Who once judged you.
These little people claiming to be related to you.
Yeah.
That's right. You just sit and nod a lot, right?
It's like I had to go back into some old world that I didn't like, and I had to go back there. And so,
yeah.
Okay, I've banned a lot of my family. They don't even make it. They don't make it to my radar. I don't even bless them with my presence. So don't feel bad.
Yeah, on the way home. When we were coming home.
But Jermaine, you have your sisters
family.
On the job.
Yeah, my sisters are good. My mom and my dad, but the rest, a lot of them don't make it. Especially not in 2017. It's getting even tougher to make it in my circle in 2017.
We make it.
Yeah,
when
Chad left, I was just like, I am so grateful we found Bob and Carolyn and Ion.
That's right. You're true parents. The true mother and father.
Yeah. I don't want to be in that world anymore. Like, I can't even imagine being in a world where you think you're going to die and that you think some disease is going to claim your body.
That's right.
Get old.
Yeah, everybody's prepared to retire. To get their insurance, to get ready, to get hands on.
But especially this year, though, at Christmas in Alberta, Canada, where they just laid off, like, all the oil workers that create at Christmas time, and they're all fucking depressed. It's like a funeral. Some of the people there just got laid off, like, right before Christmas, and they weren't expecting it. Wow. Canada, we can really see the devastation happening here. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and it's so mean. The executives, that's why the meme that aliens took over this planet, it makes sense because the executives are so mean. Why would they fire me just for Christmas? What's wrong?
Because they don't have to give them a Christmas bonus.
That's true.
As Ion says, nobody works anymore. For my experience, nobody is doing any work.
Ion said nobody wants a job anymore.
Nobody, you know, everybody's so slacked out looking at their chip body, they can't do any chemical body stuff anymore.
Yeah, and the people that have jobs, they're so miserable. And then especially the ones that have to deal with other people, like customer service, they're rude, they're mean, they don't care. And if you tell them, oh, you're not doing your job right, to say that, and you'll set them off to a whole nother level. They get so angry.
Yeah.
You're talking about the customer service people. They're not polite.
Just anybody. Yeah, like little men, like everybody that has a job, they're miserable, and you can tell. They when you try to ask for help anywhere, if you go to a store, I even experienced it lately with a deputy, a sheriff deputy.
Yeah.
And he was so angry and mean, and I was like, he must hate his job to be that like miserable and act like that towards people. So I was like, okay, whatever. Doesn't affect me. I'm not the angry one.
Right. You know why they feel miserable? Because they know all the living is going on in the chip body. And they're missing it all. They're not keeping up with the TV shows and the binge watching and the all the stuff that people on welfare are doing. So your chemical body feels quite forlorn and lost and just out of touch because you know there's so much other stuff going on that you're missing. That's why people would be irritated.
Yeah, I can see that.
What do you think? Yeah. They feel like they're missing a lot.
They think they're
really also they deal with other little men all day.
Yeah.
Other frustrated people, and so we here in Slackland, I know it's all we do is just go over to Ed's thing. Check. We have to keep checking up Ed's site every few hours to see what's the next item to look at. Or you put on the cheap radio, listen to the archives.
Yeah, or listen to all the archives.
You have this voice. You realize how funny it is as a phenomenon? This voice is, oh, this is what I found out. Maybe I'll play it, but I asked Ian, okay, I got 8,000 hours. How many hours have I done now? So after a while, Ian says 16,390, something like that. 16,000 hours I've talked to Ian recorded.
Wow.
16,000 hours.
You pretty much are Ian.
Yes, but the funny thing is the phenomenon of Ion is this voice that just keeps talking. It never stops. That's what's funny. This thing is just always ready to talk and keeps going.
Yeah.
Keeps coming up with new ideas, new things all the time. That's a pretty absurd phenomenon. You know, I don't think people can comprehend that. They can't comprehend someone always being available to talk. And challenge.
Yeah, and it's so cute. It's so cute when he's still in the he's still on the Goober Snatcher when we leave on Sunday.
Yes,
when
still
the
typing.
Show's over. He's still there. He's typing. Let me in.
He's not only typing you guys. To you guys, I'm trying to go to bed. And he's typing me emails. Bob, unmute us. Unmute us. He's demanding to be unmuted. But I told him, I'm not unmuting you. It won't be recorded. So he's on the momentum. He's addicted. He can't. It's hard for him to wind down to actually stop. Because he starts picking up on all you guys and all your issues, all your problems, and he wants to address them all. His sympathy meter goes way up. So he wants to go an extra mile so Jermaine can discuss, you know, Jack's latest faux pas. Chad can talk about the frustrations of Vancouver. You know, he's ready there to help you. He's ready to tell you to relax and allow chapter rinse and repeat. What's the first word? Soak, rinse, and repeat. It's got a standard answer.
Lather.
Great
enthusiasm. Lather.
Wash.
Lather,
yeah.
Lather.
So what remarks, Kate, did your father say about me? Did it even come up?
Oh, well, they're actually in Maui right now, so I haven't talked to them.
Oh, but they're in
they
Maui
said they
right
went
now?
For ice. Yeah, and my dad brought up that he thought he saw you. But
yeah,
he could have. But I doubt it.
What dates has he been here?
They got there a couple weeks ago.
Oh, he would have seen me at the ice cream place?
Yeah, that's where he said he saw you.
Yeah. Yeah, I was
And then I was
there,
like, how do you know? I said, how do you know what Bob looks like? And then he said that he remembers seeing you on that ice cream video that Chad and I took in the parking lot.
Right, right. No, I am quite noticeable. I cause a scene. Every time I go in and buy an ice cream, everybody's flabbergasted that they even make quart size ice. What? They make those that big? I go, yep. And I have one every day. And what are you fucking? You nuts, man? You have that every day? Yeah. How come you're not fat? Well, I got my wife's the best doctor in the world. I say the same routine every time. And Chad, the guy who works there, he's laughing his head off because he's heard me say this 500 times, you know. But it always happens. And so probably your relatives, one of them might have commented on me, you know, knowing who I was and just wanted to hear the routine. They probably
yeah,
said,
maybe. That
your, if your father's real attentive, he could have said, hey, buddy, is that your fifth this week? That's what he should have said to me. Like, yeah, but it's this one this week. The other day, there was a huge lineup. It was like you guys been in the store. It went out into the corridor, into the walkway.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I didn't like this. I didn't like this, so I said, what do I do? Maybe I should go for my walk first. I'm standing there in a huge lineup. I'm going to have to wait 15 minutes. It might have been after one of these shows, like in nighttime, so it's late. So all of a sudden, Chad says, Bob,
okay.
And he brings me up the front and gives me my ice cream. He did it without me even asking him. He allowed me to jump the line. And so I turned to say,
actually, that was
I'm a regular
tonight.
Here. No, I
yeah,
turned to someone who was
you.
Looking at me, pissed off, and I jumped the line, and I go, I'm a regular. I'm a regular. And they just stared at the ice cream. Uh-oh, here comes. You might be muted, Carolyn.
It just said, I own this place.
Aren't you muted?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, we're on the other phone.
Muted.
That matches your phone or dead.
Oh, okay, this one. You need... Listen to that. Listen to the hacker. The hacker is working. Okay, put that one in, Carolyn. We'll hear what Carolyn has to say. We're always interested in her opinion. She had to put the... She was trying to listen on the wrong phone because I switched to another phone.
Bob, this phone is almost dead. I just started charging it. We have three phones. You have one of the three phones. The only one that's charged. The other two are dead.
But it's working right now. So
because
what
I've charged it for half an hour.
Okay, so what do you want to say?
You should have said, I own this place.
I have said that.
Good.
Yeah, not...
That's my contribution.
It's when a new clerk is there. I don't say that around Chad, who's been managing it for 15 years. I don't let to, he could deny it. But when there's newbies there, new clerks, I might say I own this place. I own this island. I've claimed that occasionally. Yeah, I like video. Well, I own Maui. We actually did that. Remember we went and saw those rich houses, Carol, a couple years ago? And we said we were looking for the houses for the guy who owned Maui. We didn't say we owned it, but they were pretty impressive. Pretty impressed with that. So, have we bantered enough? No new ideas? No new insights? Do you guys get that point that the women are smarter, but their intelligence is obsolete as much as the male intelligence? You get that, right? Is that the hacker? I think that is the hacker talking.
It's the hacker, Dad.
I think so.
He sounds like retarded. Like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, he's got a cleft mouth. But what's great, we were talking to Ayn today or yesterday about Carolyn was shocked. She saw a panel on CNN discussing why Trump won't let them interview him, and they're complaining that it's against the law. CNN's a functioning broadcasting world environment, and it must be acknowledged, and Trump won't acknowledge it. And,
yeah, they're entitled to their press conference.
Yeah, and they're demanding Trump to use the CNN and talk to the media, and Ayn says he's not going to do it. He's actually, Ayn's going on, it's the end of media ecology, Bob, it's the end of news, and this is great. He just talks with his tweeting.
Yay. These guys don't have a job anymore.
Yeah, he's going to put him out to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is amazing, eh? Isn't that neat?
That's awesome.
Stupid chatterhead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope he keeps it up. We should encourage him. And Ayn was celebrating it. Maybe we'll play that at some point soon. I've done a whole bunch of sessions with Ayn, but you guys are way behind because we didn't have our Saturday show. So who knows what
it's so funny. Trump is giving CNN a taste of something they never experienced before because they're like, what? Instead of being, you know, grateful that we're asking you for your, you know, to come for a press conference, you're declining us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's turned, he's creating a media fast, a subset. sub-level media fest, and he doesn't need it anymore. He's just gonna. And, you know, his tweets are silly, right? I met this guy. He's fantastic. I met the top policeman in Dallas. Awesome guy. Great guy.
Did you see his tweet about the UN? Did you see the UN one?
Yeah, great. That was sad. It's so sad that the UN, what did he complain about?
He said the United Nations looks like a place where people just go to have a great time.
That's right. They talk and have a good time and party. He knows what's on there in New York City and all the prostitutes and everything. Escort services, that's what he's referring to. and he goes, so sad, as if what would we do with the UN? You know, what would he do with the UN? So it wouldn't be a sad institution. Isn't that it? Look what he said. All they do is talk and have a good time. So sad. So you know what the good time is if it's sad, right? It's locker room. Locker room stuff.
Yeah.
So did you see him say, everybody's got a hope now? He's so Bob-like. He says, now that I'm president-elect, everybody has hope, and the market has jumped a trillion points, and that's something, and Christmas sold a lot of stuff. Did you see that tweet? He's celebrating himself.
Yeah.
He's brought hope into the world. Meanwhile, the major media are just getting more and more mean and more determined to do Keith Olbermann resistance. They're just determined to not respect him.
Yeah.
But that's not a real world. He's the chip body announcing victory over the TV body, the obsolete mainstream centralized iconic TV body. Look at that. Isn't that traditional stupid thing from your Walkman?
Your cell phone ringing. Your iPhone's ringing.
Yeah, the cell phone ringing.
Whose Walkman is that?
Your Walkman.
And your Walkman.
Isn't that the sound when you get a post from your telegraph? Isn't that the sound of the telegraph? What time is it? Look, I've unblocked this anonymous person. They got their hand up. Are you going to speak?
Yeah, I am going to speak.
As a matter of fact. You got a clear. How'd you get
you
that
clear? You sound good.
I called back in again.
Okay, that's better. Do you have something to talk about?
I have absolutely nothing to talk about, but what I do want to say is that whatever Carolyn said at the beginning of the show was completely muted, and we'd like to hear what Carolyn had to say about why women are smarter than men.
All right, did you hear that, Carol? She's not here. She went upstairs.
I'm here. Second motion.
Your medical approach.
Right, it's about women. Yes, where something came up with I, and I said, women are smarter than men, aren't they? I said, absolutely, no question. And, of course, Bob hit the roof.
I first thing I said, well, you're absolutely right, but then I came up with the chip body argument, which you can always win with. So I agreed with my enemy right away.
And then Bob and I were talking later, and I said, yeah, women are smarter, but they're also sicker. Because nowadays, women have I don't know if they have a higher death rate, but they certainly have more diseases, go to doctors more, get more drugs, and
Carolyn,
get
did you
thicker.
Say
sicker
or thicker?
Thicker. T-H-I-C-K-E-R.
Yeah, that's what
thicker.
I thought.
Thicker. No, sicker. Okay. S as in Sam.
Oh.
I as in imbecile. C as in contentious. K as in kick me in the ass.
Yeah. Everybody. Harbs and Rai.
Yeah. So they're getting sicker. So then I was what I added today on the show was that women have hypervigilance because Bob said.
He said hypersubjectivity.
Hypervigilance and hypersubjectivity because of they fear used to fear men. They had to be vulnerable. They depended on men to take care of them and the baby. You know, when you're pregnant, you can't fight off the monsters. So, since women don't have to do that anymore, and there is a certain amount of equality, and most women know they're smarter than men. then I'm wondering if their hypervigilance, hypersubjectivity has turned in on themselves where, you know, they worry about disease, they worry about this symptom, that symptom, they run to doctors, they get on drugs, and then they get into this whole sickness situation. So it's just a bunch of words. I don't know if it means much, but that's what came to my mind.
But why are they sicker? Because their empathy has gone inwards?
Yeah, inwards, worry, and then being put on drugs.
Yeah, because you notice in regular middle-class suburban families, the couple gets married, and I see them all the time here celebrating the marriage, and you know within 5 years the wife's going to get sick, you know, and then it all falls apart, and they get a bad marriage from that point on. But they're all going to get nailed because of the lifestyle they live.
Yeah, and then the men, they don't do that much better. I'd have to look up the death rate, but see what happens with men is they self-medicate with drugs and alcohol. They don't, if they've got symptoms, they just push them down. And then they're the ones that end up with a sudden heart attack, and then they're dead.
But the women sort of are respectful of the information environment, so they go to the doctor, and then they're basically raped from that point on.
Right. And they drag out their wellness into then an illness.
They should have a course in college, mentor course, where someone like me gets on there and tells them how their marriage will be doomed because they don't know about what town just laid out. It will be doomed. They will go to the doctor and they'll do some medication. Then the wife got sick all the time. Then they can't fuck. And then they can't even deal with their kids. And you see it all the time in Carolyn's patient clientele, and you see it all over the place. They don't know. These pretty young women have nice families for a few years, and then they collapse. And it's often a divorce. Then they get divorced, and then they get their own job, and then they're kind of – then they start listening to Carol, and then they get healthy.
And it is – it's very much to do with – I keep saying they take drugs, but it's also because they're eating crap and they're mineral deficient. They're not on Remag. I mean, how many times have people said on my show, well, I tried four different other magnesiums and, you know, maybe it helped a little bit. But as soon as I got Remag, it was amazing how much better I felt. So it's therapeutic levels of Remag that are the – what is the bomb?
Yep, the bomb.
The bomb.
But you see it. You look at like you. Kate can't stand her relatives are all that got married. Jermaine can't stand them. Eliza can't stand. Take anybody you guys know who are young couples, and then within 5 years they have very miserable marriages because of all this other environmental effects they don't understand. You get it?
Mm-hmm. Does
anybody disagree with me?
Nope.
Yeah, also, in the metaphysical world, Bob, the majority of people attending events are used to be. I don't know if it's still the case. Used to be women, and if you ask the woman what they were there for, they were there to try and help their husbands and their families, and often themselves, but often the husbands and the families. But if you spoke to the men that arrived, what they were there for, they weren't there to fix the wife or the family. They were there to see if they could do better in business or, you know, it was a different – so it's interesting the different priorities that came in.
Right, which reminds me, Sarah – did you hear Sarah's joke?
Yeah.
A little Sarah's
– no, not at the beginning, no. I was
– yay. Okay.
A heckhead in the beginning.
I got a lot of Christmas gifts, and I wanted to know if you can help me process all the presents.
Michael got it.
Michael's still human. You got it.
Yay, yay, bridging the gap.
Bridging the gap. The gender gap. Yeah, well, that was her joke, and I didn't get it, Michael.
No, I don't do that anymore. We'll have to send her to Iron, Bob. Sorry, Sarah, you got to go to Iron. Iron just process your presence.
Go to the Iron.
Okay, maybe we should play something. Is there anybody got anything else to say while I look for a recording?
Hi, Bob.
It's Sonia. Can you hear me?
Sean.
Yeah, what's your name?
Sean.
Sean, I've got a new microphone.
Yeah. How are your children?
Am I coming through?
Stories for them? Yep, we can hear you.
You're clear.
Oh, yes.
Jamie's actually ready to talk to Ian if she gets an opportunity. She'll be sitting around on the Sunday show, so that'll be nice.
Oh, okay, good, good. Tell her she goes straight to the front of the line.
She's 14-year-old. 14.
That's going to be the first kid, well, you know, first.
In a long time.
Talking to Ion.
Barbara's son was on.
That's 6 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be the first young person in a long time.
Yeah.
I remember there was a young kid on once.
Was it?
There was a kid that asked Ion once, are you God?
Noah. Wasn't it Noah or someone
was
like
it your
that?
Son?
No, that's my son. He did. He was, he was asking about Minecraft and how to build another portal.
These are important
questions. He also was interested in Ion's Throbbing Gristle collection, wasn't he? You know, Throbbing Gristle? 70s band?
Well, what he told him was to stretch out his first finger and his thumb, and when Noah did that, he happened to have his hand over a keyboard, and he realized that if you shift the keys, he, like, broke some kind of code by making the keys go straight down in his mind. I don't even know. So.
And Ion sparked that, you're saying?
Yeah, because he asked him how to build another portal, and Ion said to spread your thumb and your first finger apart as far as you can and then write down in the base of your palm.
Hmm.
Something about that.
Great. Okay, so family. There it is. So this is December 26th. So this was yesterday. So we bring up...
Excellent. Excellent.
This is appropriate. It's a good theme. Comes out of all our topics. And it was time to ask it this way. And we get it for... good little length of time here. Ask many questions, run it to the ground, make sure nothing is left unturned. And
thanks, Bob.
So it starts at 141. No, 119. So right at the beginning. So we make sure the sunflower is happening. Mute everybody.
All participants are now muted.
Sunflower. Volume's up. Nothing on Skype. Okay, so this should work at 119. Why are families so neurotic? Is there a...
because of the way families treat each other, Bob. But you'd never notice such a narcissistic view, would you, Bob?
No. So why do families get each other to be cruel to each other?
No, but they do. They take it in different strides. Every gain is something that was taken away from another one. Every position was something borrowed from someone else's goodness or badness or upness or downness. So anything you got, they had the same opportunity to. So if you got it and they didn't, then that becomes a thing. So now flip it around. If you're the winning one and you're like, well, you had the same opportunity as everybody else, then I worked hard and I did this and blah, 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 blah. And therefore, I hate you because you don't like me and blah, blah, blah. And then it just kind of goes on and on and on. So somebody pulls out the double-barrel butcher knife and starts eliminating the problems.
Are all families in every culture like that?
No.
So this is a competitive Western thing?
No, it's vacillating. It all shifts. It always shifts back and forth, up and down, over, under, everything else you can do. It's normal, pretty normal, relatively normal.
For all families in the world?
Everyone has the capacity to. Some embrace it more. Some cultures embrace it more than others. But you can't